And all the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Tie a knot around it. That's the riddle to propound to the house of Israel. Propound meaning to put forth the point of view. And the word in the Hebrew means to tie a knot around it, meaning a flustered attempt to try to explain something. This word of the Lord in Ezekiel is a picture and a symbol of political unrest and monarchy. The great eagle is an imperial king. The cedar in Lebanon is the Davidic royal house in Jerusalem. And the highest branch is the reigning king and princes whom that empire removes into exile. Now, in the Old Testament, imagery of eagles often portray a swift invading power or divine punitive agency that underscores Babylon as God's instrument of judgment, arriving rapidly from afar. The Lord is a great planter. The Lord is a great planter because he plans, and planting takes order. The Lord uproots and plants as needed as well, in order that not only history, but salvation itself break forth in truth, supremacy, and ultimate kingship. The main elements throughout Ezekiel have been teaching us about covenant breaking, trusting in foreign powers rather than God. And doing that makes you vulnerable before the eagle that God sends. Yes, it is the Lord who plants the king of Babylon to plumage and conquer. He will remove the highest branch of the cedar, which is Judah. Cedar stands for the Davidic kingdom. Cedar in Lebanon, the Davidic house, the house of David. Now, all poetic pictures and events as a story here are of failed kingdoms. And then Ezekiel will expose a second eagle later on in Zedekiah's unfaithful politics and covenant treachery. Because the Lord is the true king from above. The Lord is the true king from above because all human arrangements are in his hands. Human powers and political saviors that promise protection cannot give life or keep covenant. The Lord is setting up the need for a different kind of ruler who does not exploit the vine, but gives himself for it. So picture a believer who checks election news, and they do that more than they check scripture, whose emotional life rises and falls with polling numbers instead of promises. When our side wins, they feel saved. When it loses, they feel forsaken, as if Christ were off the throne. This is Judah running from Babylon to Egypt, trusting eagles instead of the Lord. Any sign of failed contract or covenant or vow we read or we see on paper today, sure, we really want to and go ahead and pray about and for that. For God to bless our nation, our candidates, our view of how it should be, even our investments or safety. But the prayer is almost never about repentance, is it? Holiness or mission? This is misplaced trust in worldly eagles. That is Judah in Ezekiel 17, wanting Yahweh as a chaplain to their foreign policy. They want God to sprinkle holy water on the vine that is already leaning towards Egypt. And yes, anxiety explodes anytime the economy shakes or laws change. As if talks about one election, one court decision, or one cultural shift will end the church. That's Ezekiel's warning made present. In Babylon he will die. Exposes that the ground of judgment is not where we feared, because the real problem was never Egypt or Babylon, but our refusal to rest in God's sovereignty. So the only question the church needs to ask is, what would it look like if people stop leaning on eagles and actually abide in the true vine? Christ is the only true eagle. Christ is the only true eagle because he would be the coming king and the only one taking the highest branch of the cedar. In Ezekiel, the two eagles, Babylon and Egypt, are impressive, but ultimately instruments under God's hand. And both arrangements for Judah fail. The vine in Ezekiel withers, exposing Judah's covenant-breaking heart and the futility of trusting political alliances instead of the Lord. Ezekiel's vine leads toward eagles, and then it dies, while disciples of Christ abide in the true vine and bear fruit that remains. Jesus is the true vine who never breaks covenant and whose branches live not by political shelter, but by union with him. I am the true vine. Ezekiel climaxes with God himself taking a tender twig from the top of the cedar and planting it on a high mountain to become a majestic cedar under which birds of every kind find shelter. That's a clear messianic promise. John's gospel shows us this beautifully. The true soaring eagle who will rise above, the one who is the eternal word made flesh, is also the humble sprig God plants in weakness, who becomes the tree of shelter for all who believe, Jew and Gentile alike. And all the trees shall know is the emphasis in John that the Son is lifted up. The Son is lifted up so that the world may know and come to him. So the early church gave John the symbol, the Gospel of John, the symbol of an eagle, because his gospel soars into the mystery of the eternal word and looks straight into the glory of God in Christ. Christ, who truly comes from above, sees the Father, and has authority over all kingdoms. Where Ezekiel shows that all eagles and cedars are under God's rule, John shows that this God has stepped into history in Jesus, the one who now gathers people like birds nesting in Ezekiel's eschatological, in time, cedar. That's what it's about. So when eagles fail, what do? Trust the king above all kings, who soars over every political, powerful, and seemingly successful nation that still disappoints. Christ is the true eagle from above, yet crucified, who becomes the planted sprig, the true vine, and the sheltering tree for anyone who will come under his wings. Christ who secures what our alliances never can. Judah kept looking for the right eagle, but God says, I myself will take a sprig. I myself will plant it. And the Father has already planted that twig in history, Jesus crucified and risen. So the pressure is off us. Pressure is off us to find the perfect political savior, economic shelter, or worldly protection. What matters most is what comes under this tree. It is all what comes under the eagle. All what the eagle is about. So I ask, which eagle do you cling to? Christ the King, the one in eagle whose kingdom does not topple when other trees fall and other eagles take power. Ezekiel's promise is that God brings down the tall tree and raises up the lowly one. That's the great reversal that comes to its fullness in the cross and in the resurrection. So every time an idle eagle disappoints us, it's God teaching us to look again to the lowly tree of Calvary. For the true king was lifted up in weakness to give a kingdom that cannot be shaken. God's true and real pattern is to meet us at the bottom and raise us with Christ. The branches of the true vine now have their identity in that twig, which means you are secured in a kingdom not made with hands. That is the true rest and peace we are to have, allegiance to Jesus alone. In him, your sins are forgiven, your future is secured, and your worth is no longer tied to who wins, who notices, or who approves. So you do not have to be the eagle anymore, you yourself. You can be the small, tired bird who finally lands, comes out of the storm of outrage and anxiety, and your soul rests simply in the branches of Jesus Christ. There is room there for the fearful and the proud, the failed and the self-righteous, the left and the right. Under his shade, you are no longer defined by the kingdoms you chased or the covenants you broke, but by the covenant he kept in his own blood for you. The one true eagle, the one true tree. It's all the riddle explained in Ezekiel 17. So with that, I pray that the peace of God who planted the tree, the twig, our Lord Jesus Christ, keep you under his shade, free you from every false trust, and fill you with his peace as you go, this time forth and forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Amen.